The president's remarks upon greeting President Sukarno of Indonesia at his arrival at Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland.
I want to take this opportunity to welcome the president of the Republic of Indonesia. His country has always held the imagination of the people of the United States. Near to my own city of Boston, the town of Salem, its seal is a ship, and the words are to the farthest island of the Indies. From the beginning of our country, from the first voyage of Columbus, which was intended to reach his country, down through the 18th century and the 19th century, his country has attracted the youngest and the bravest of our countrymen who have sailed to those islands. We have, however, an even greater interest in his country today. And it is a source of satisfaction to me that the United States played, I think, a useful and helpful role in the early days when his country was first becoming established. We wish that the relations between his country and the United States should be intimate and close. We seek for our country what he seeks for his country, a better life for his people, a life of independence, a life of security. I'm particularly glad also to welcome him here because he is, in a very real sense, the father of his country. Throughout his life, he has devoted himself to the independence of his country. He occupies the unique role in the life of his country and his people that were occupied by the early founders of this country. And therefore, in welcoming him once again to the shores of the United States, we welcome a distinguished national leader, father of his country, and a leader in the world. And therefore, Mr. President, it's a great honor for me to welcome you here to the United States and to tell you that the people of this country are happy to have you here again.